Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Worry Trick, How Your Brain Tricks You Into Expecting the Worst and What You Can Do. About It by David Carbonell is a self-help psychology book focused on chronic worry, anxiety, and the mental habits that keep anxious thinking alive. Carbonell, a clinical psychologist known for work on anxiety disorders, presents worry not as a sign of accurate risk assessment, but as a misleading brain process that treats uncertainty as if it were danger. The book explains why common responses to worry, such as arguing with anxious thoughts, seeking perfect reassurance, avoiding triggers, or trying to force calm, often make the problem more persistent. Its purpose is practical, rather than purely theoretical. Readers are taught to recognize the mechanics of worry and respond in ways that reduce its authority. Drawing on anxiety treatment principles associated with cognitive behavioral and acceptance-based approaches, the book offers accessible explanations, memorable metaphors, and exercises aimed at changing the reader's relationship with worry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, worry begins when the brain treats doubt as immediate danger. A central idea in the worry trick is that worry gains power by confusing uncertainty with threat. Carbonell distinguishes between a real problem that requires action and a hypothetical possibility that the mind keeps rehearsing. In ordinary life, doubt is unavoidable. Health, finances, relationships, work, and safety all contain unknowns. The anxious brain, however, can interpret the mere presence of uncertainty as evidence that danger is near. This creates a false emergency. The person feels pressured to solve a problem that may not exist and may not be solvable in advance. The result is a cycle of what-if thinking, in which each imagined outcome seems to demand more mental effort. Carbonell emphasizes that the content of worry often looks rational because it is attached to important concerns. The trick is not that the topics are meaningless, but that the anxious response misreads possibility as probability and responsibility as control. Understanding this distinction helps readers see why reassurance gives only brief relief. It answers one doubt, but the underlying habit of treating doubt as danger remains intact. Secondly, attempts to defeat worry often strengthen the worry cycle. Carbonell gives particular attention to the paradox that many reasonable-sounding anti-worry strategies can backfire. Trying to suppress anxious thoughts can make them more noticeable, because monitoring whether the thought has disappeared keeps attention fixed on it. Arguing with worry can also extend the cycle, since every rebuttal invites another anxious objection. Seeking reassurance may calm the person temporarily, but it teaches the brain that the worry deserved emergency review. Avoidance creates a similar problem by escaping a feared thought, situation, or uncertainty. The person may feel relief. Yet the brain learns that avoidance was necessary for safety. The book therefore shifts the question from how to eliminate worry to how to stop feeding it. This is an important practical distinction. Carbonell does not suggest that people should ignore real responsibilities or abandon problem solving. Instead, he argues that chronic worry is maintained by over-engagement with imaginary threats. The more a person tries to obtain absolute certainty, the more intolerable ordinary uncertainty becomes. The cycle weakens when anxious thoughts are noticed without being treated as commands, predictions, or problems requiring immediate resolution. Thirdly, personifying worry creates distance from anxious thoughts. One distinctive feature of the worry trick is the use of vivid metaphors and personification to help readers separate themselves from worry. Carbonell presents worry almost as an intrusive character or manipulative presence, rather than as the voice of truth. This approach is not meant to be a literal explanation of the mind. Its value is practical when readers can view worry as a pattern that speaks in predictable ways. They become less likely to merge with its message. Personification also reduces the seriousness with which anxious thoughts are automatically received. If worry is seen as a repetitive trickster, alarmist commentator, or parasite on attention, its claims can be noticed without immediate obedience. This supports a key therapeutic move, changing the relationship with worry rather than debating every topic it raises. The method may not suit every reader, especially those who prefer direct clinical language, but it gives many people a memorable way to recognize anxious thought patterns in real time. By externalizing worry, the book helps readers move from identification to observation. That shift makes it easier to respond with patience, humor, and chosen action instead of reflexive mental struggle. Fourthly, worry appointments and AAA redirect attention without avoidance. The book includes structured practices designed to reduce the intrusive reach of worry while avoiding the trap of suppression. One of the best known is the worry appointment, a planned time in which the person deliberately allows worry to appear rather than trying to chase it away throughout the day. The logic is counterintuitive but clear. When worry is given a defined space, the person no longer has to treat every anxious interruption as urgent. This can weaken the habit of immediate engagement. Carbonell also presents the AHA strategy, commonly summarized as acknowledge, humor, activity. Acknowledgement means recognizing the presence of worry without pretending it is not there. Humor lightens the relationship to anxious thoughts and reduces their intimidating quality. Activity shifts attention toward ordinary life, tasks, values, or physical movement without requiring the person to feel perfectly calm first. These methods are not quick fixes in the sense of erasing anxiety on command. Their purpose is behavioral training. By practicing a different response repeatedly, readers learn that worry can be present without controlling the schedule, attention, or choices of the day. Lastly, the book adapts clinical anxiety principles for everyday use. The worry trick is grounded in ideas familiar from contemporary anxiety treatment, especially cognitive behavioral and acceptance-based approaches, but it avoids a heavily technical presentation. Its clinical usefulness lies in translating core principles into accessible language. Readers are encouraged to notice thoughts as thoughts, reduce compulsive reassurance seeking, tolerate uncertainty, and act in ways that are not dictated by anxiety. These themes align with evidence-informed treatment for worry and generalized anxiety patterns. Yet the book is written for non-specialists as well as clinicians seeking client-friendly explanations. Carbonell also avoids presenting worry as a character flaw or a failure of willpower. This matters because chronic worriers often respond to anxiety with shame, which can become another layer of mental struggle. The book frames worry as a learned and reinforced pattern, making change seem behavioral and relational rather than moral. This limitation is that the approach requires practice and may feel strange to readers who expect direct thought correction or reassurance. Still, its practical strength is the way it teaches skills without promising complete certainty or permanent emotional control, which would contradict its own understanding of anxiety. In conclusion, the worry trick is well suited for readers who experience repetitive what-if thinking, reassurance seeking, difficulty tolerating uncertainty, or the exhausting sense that every anxious possibility must be mentally solved. It may also be useful for therapists, coaches, and health professionals who want plain language explanations for clients struggling with chronic worry. The practical benefit of the book is not a single technique, but a revised stance toward anxiety worry is treated as a misleading process to recognize and respond to differently. Not as an enemy that can be defeated by force. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand why common solutions such as suppression, avoidance, and endless analysis provide short relief while preserving the larger problem. Compared with many anxiety self-help books, it stands out for its specific focus on worry as a trick of interpretation and relationship. And rather than offering broad advice about positivity, relaxation, or confidence, Carbonell concentrates on the mechanics of anxious doubt and the counterproductive effort to obtain certainty. Its metaphors, humor, and exercises make clinical ideas more usable without reducing them to slogans. Readers seeking a highly formal workbook may prefer a more structured manual. But those wanting a clear, compassionate, and practical explanation of chronic worry are likely to find it distinctive. If you would like to support David Carbonell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.